Where's my princess?
He shouted with a rage she had never known. She wormed off the bed, crawled into her closet, and piled her clothes on top of her. What the hell are you doing here? Her mother's voice seemed shaken and angry. I'm calling the police, she yelled. You have no right to barge in here. Anne heard the clash of metal and plastic as he ripped the phone off the wall and smashed it on the floor. The bone-chilling sound of her father stomping toward her room was unmistakable. She tried to hold her breath to stop the tremors that had taken over her body. He pushed the door open so hard, the floor beneath her quaked. I know she's here, he howled. What do you want from us? Her mother's voice was rising to a screech. The bloody pharmacy called my number instead of yours. They said my daughter's prenatal vitamin prescription was ready. I was sure they screwed up until I went down there and saw it for myself. Anne heard something rattle and then a thunk, as if, she guessed, he'd thrown the bottle. Pregnant? How could you let this happen to my princess? There were noises Anne couldn't make sense of. Slapping. Gasping. Her father's laugh. Her mother yelping. Heavy footsteps. Things slammed. Anne's fetal position drew so tight, her knees dented her forehead. Get out! Get out of my house! Her mom shrieked. I'm going to find her, and then I'll crush your useless life out of you, he hollered. There was a long pause before the front door boomed shut. The closet door groaned when her mother opened it. He's gone, she said.